Hi, my name's Laurie Brett. I am currently playing Annie in the cast of Calendar Girls the Musical.
And coming to Woking later this month. Looking forward to this one because, we know about the story of, it's a remarkable story, isn't it? Canada Girls dating back to 1998 and a group of women through the Women's Institute setting up a naked calendar for charity. I don't think they could have predicted when they did that how big it would get, could they really? Let's be honest.
No, they didn't. They only wanted to raise enough money to buy a settee, a new sofa for the relatives' room, because it was like a health hazard of its own. It was so old and battered, and springs sticking into you, etc. So that's what they set out to do. Which I mean, and what they've now achieved is just incredible.
Absolutely. I mean, a string of co copycat calendars. I know lots of charities are kind of going down that route as well. A movie, stage play, and now the musical, which you're starring in. So for you, how does the musical, how does that compare to perhaps the original, the movie that people may have seen?
Well, I mean, obviously the singing in it, but I think what they've done with this version of the stage play is they've condensed it quite a lot to make it ju really just about the women, not so much the family, the outer families of all the different characters. And it's I think the lyrics and the music can really sort of help the emotion, obviously, because in the show that. We will make you cry and we will make you laugh and we will send you out elated and full of elation and hope and joy. And I think music, any musical, any singing songs, especially written by Tim Firth and Gary Barlow, they're designed to tug at the heartstrings. And but some of the writing is just absolutely beautiful, the meticulous wording of some of the stuff. And I just think it lifts it a bit more to just a bit of a different level rather than just the stage play. It takes you somewhere, it makes you fly a bit.
Yeah, and it's like a feel good story. Are you finding though that the audience, they sort of quite quick to relate to, the characters on the stage, in their sort of own lives, perhaps?
Well, yeah, I mean, because these women, I mean, I hate the word ordinary, but I mean, they were WI women. I mean, no, I don't think anyone's ordinary, I don't mean that, but I mean, it's like, people relate to them because they are, I mean, Angie, who actually is the character I play called Annie, but Angie and Chris, Trisha, and the real people that did it, they were going, they were just people that you would know on the street or see at the supermarket, etc., etc. And then they ended up doing this incredible thing. And I think that's what is relatable with the cast of the show is that there's something for everybody. There's like a real mix of ages and their stories and what they've got to say within these songs. And I think every character is relatable, and I think that's why I don't think we've ever not had a standing ovation. It does really touch people.
And I think that's a sign of a brilliant production, when you get to the end and you get that standing ovation and, that whole range of emotions, people maybe, crying, laughing, kind of going on that journey with the characters and getting really involved in the story.
Absolutely, they do. I mean, it was this afternoon actually. Just done a matinee in Windsor, and there was a quite an elderly lady, a very elderly lady, struggling to get onto her feet for the standing ovation. But she wanted to do that because she was crying and laughing at the same time as well, and that made me cry. I'm doing the bows of this, thing. So. We do. I mean, I see people in the, I can hear people in the audience sometimes crying or laughing, or it really does take people on a momentous emotional journey. And who cannot? There is not a person in the world who can't relate to cancer and death and losing a loved one. So, it's all there. It's all there for the, I don't think there's anybody who's ever come to see it who doesn't know
No.
what the women went through,
Yeah, absolutely. And you're finding that there may be people in the audiences that, you know, have maybe had cancer themselves, or maybe, you know, loved ones, and, you know, people put it that way.
Yeah, I mean, and we also do quite a lot of collection buckets at certain venues that which all still goes to Blood Cancer UK and towards the Calendar Girls funds, which still keep funding things for health benefits and stuff like that. So, you know, it's I don't know anyone that's not been touched by it, and but it's still, you know, even after what was it, 98, the calendar was done, you know, all these years later, it's still raising money for good causes.
I love that, building on that legacy that was started all those years ago and still raising money, still doing good
Yeah.
for charity. But the obvious question, though, I mean, a nude calendar, it involves nudity on stage, I would imagine. What was that like, going down that route?
Oh, for me, that didn't bother me at all. I mean, when you've been in this industry long enough, you've had your kit off in front of anybody and everybody, you know. So, changing side stage or whatever. That didn't bother me one bit, because it's all beautifully choreographed. You don't see anything, everything's implied. But it's all well choreographed. And it's fun. It's funny and it's fun. And I would say, you know, don't be put off if you're a bloke, because my own dad was like, oh, I don't know about that. And he loved it. You know, it's nothing, it's not even saucy, you know, it's just funny. The photo shoot lasts about 9 minutes of the show, and it's funny. It's hilarious. And so I would say to anyone, you know, don't be afraid to come along with your wife or come along on your own. I had a lovely time. I had three elderly gentlemen standing at a bus stop in Aberdeen when we were up there. And I walked up to them and they were hanging on to me and they were crying and smiling and saying, you know, they'd all lost their wives to cancer and how that, you know, they felt like they'd had hours of therapy coming to see the show. So that's a beautiful thing.
It is. And it must be beautiful for you to hear these stories and meet the audience and hear, you know, how the show's affected them and the impact it's had, you know, as an actor and part of the cast. That must be a beautiful thing for you.
It is really positive. It's really, really, honestly, I can't think of a show I've done, maybe apart from the Rocky Horror Show, but that was many eons ago, that makes me gives you such a feel good vibe.
Yeah.
You know, it's you know, we, as I said before, we make you laugh, we'll make you
Yeah.
cry, and we'll send you out full of joy. And it's infectious, you know, it's infectious for it's a real relationship between the cast and the audience.
Absolutely. And what's it like working with other cast? I mean, you've got some brilliant stars in there. I mean, I noticed Lynn Paul for New Seekers.
Yeah.
I saw her in Blood Brothers, and she was amazing. So looking forward to seeing her.
Yeah, I mean Lynn Paul, Maureen Nolan, Sammy Seagar, who plays my best friend in it, but she's incredible. Helen Pearson, Liz Kearney, you know, I hope I haven't forgotten anybody, you know, and the wonderful understudies, Vic and Jane, and the guys, Lucas and Andrew and Colin, who, you know, are just they're just, we're a happy band of like traveling minstrels at the moment, I think. We're like
Do a lot of socializing, you know, off stage, you know, do you sort of, you know, go out together and kind of have that kind of social life together?
not really, not with this show. I mean, we do occasionally, but because we do 8 shows in 5 days, it's very tiring, and we're touring as well, and we're traveling, and I travel back to London every weekend because I have a 12-year-old. But we have Sundays and Mondays off, which means we have 3 matinee days, which is quite exhausting.
Imagine.
So yeah, I mean, it's not been, you know, it's not been a party animal tour, but I'm sure we will when we finish.
I'm sure you'll have your party to the end of it. Yeah.
We will.
Yes, I can imagine, and what a party that will be.
Yeah. Also, it's my birthday in Woking, actually. So we'll see.
I've been cake then.
Bring cake.
Yeah, it's to cover up things that, yeah, anyway, it's a prop. But yeah, so looking forward to seeing you in Woking. So I mean it must be hard, you know, getting the balance, you know, family life and being on the road, being away from, you know, your kids, your family. That must be quite a hard balancing act to get to do.
It is really hard, and I mean, bless her. My daughter's never known anything different to me just working and working and working. But she got to about six and went, "Mom, I don't want you to go to work anymore," and all the time because television's brutal in with regards to family. But with this, I've got the better balance of it now. It's I do some telly, I do some theatre, and I get a lot of time with her as well. So, and she's at that age, she's 12 at the moment, and then in 2 years' time, she'll be slamming doors in my face, stroppy teenagers stuff. So I'm just, I just want to spend as much time as I can with her before I don't matter anymore and I'm just a bank in a taxi.
Have your family, have they come to see you in the show at all?
Yeah, I had family, lots of family come in Glasgow and Aberdeen and other venues. And now I've got lots of friends. I've got friends all over the place.
There you go.
So yeah, and that's great when they come, it is, and they're just, yeah, they've loved it. Every one of them's loved it. Yeah.
And what I love about the story of Canada Girls, of course, a big thing around body confidence at the moment. And this story, it's kind of promoting that, isn't it? People you wouldn't expect to be taking their clothes off, are doing it, and the reaction and overcoming people's thoughts and preconceived ideas along the way. I mean, it's a beautiful story.
Well, that's what made the money in the calendar in the first place, because nobody expected these ladies to do this. And, it's about time we all got over this. Your body's working. Be thankful. It's honestly, look back at, Rubens paintings and stuff like that. People weren't stick thin with huge lips. I mean, it's just nonsense. And I just think if you look after your body and it's working and you're all right, I think, be thankful, stick with it. Do a bit of yoga if you fancy it, but you've got a perfectly working body there. Enjoy it, love it.
Absolutely, yeah, such a positive message and really important as well. So, when this tour finishes, what's in the pipeline in the future? What are you?
Well, nothing I can talk about.
Okay. No spoilers then.
Simple as
Yes,
that.
and then in terms of being on stage, being on tour, and many of us will know you from EastEnders and TV work. I mean, very, very different kind of disciplines, I'd imagine the two. Have you got a preference between stage work and TV work?
No, not really. Well, I mean, I love television. I love the buzz of telly if it's really fast, but then you get the buzz of theatre. I first stepped onto a stage when I was 5 years old, so I feel very at home on stage. But I do love telly as well. I mean, not so much. I've never wanted to do film or anything like that. But no, I just, yeah, I think I'm really lucky I get to do both. And then when I'm sick of doing telly, I do theatre. And then I'm sick of doing theatre, I'll go back to telly. And yeah, so it's quite good. I've got the best of both worlds.
Love that. Well, we're looking forward to seeing you in Woking, and your birthday that week as well. So that's good.
Yeah.
Anyway, your birthday in Woking, there's lots of great places to go. So you'll
Oh,
find.
you'll have to recommend some places for me.
Yes, we'll come up with a list. Don't know if any of our listeners have got any suggestions.
All right, then, that's
Yeah.
good. Thank
Brilliant.
you.
So you'll be in Woking from the 26th of March. Laura, it's been really
That's
good
right.
to talk to you, and good luck with that and the rest of the tour and everything else that you're doing.
Thank you so much for your time. Thank you.